lately we've been hearing about, reading a lot about Chicago's endangered movie palace, the Uptown Theater. There's a beautiful book that's out now. Andy Pierce is with us. He's responsible for this lovely, lovely story and also the pictures, the history of the Uptown. Andy, good morning. Was the Uptown like other great old movie palaces originally built for live entertainment?
Hey, Bob, good morning. It was built for what Balaban and Katz called presentations. So you got stage show, organ, orchestra, and a film.
And we have been following efforts to, you know, bring it back. You think it's ever going to happen?
I do. I'm confident, and I'm really optimistic. And I think with the excitement of the book and the 100th anniversary, that things are going to get going.
We'll tell you how to get the book shortly. It is selling quickly. And first, though, let's talk a little bit about how you found all of the pictures and all of the history of the Uptown, Andy.
You know, a lot of it was trying to remember what we knew, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But we knew all of this history and where the material was, but it hadn't been collected. You know, this is the book I was looking for when I first got interested in the 1990s. And with the project not underway, this is a way for people to see it and know its story and be a part of the 100th anniversary of the grand opening.
Was it always in the same location? Was this the original location, what we're talking about?
Original location of the theater?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
We'll also remind people about some events coming up and a book signing. Andy, the cover photo, I mean, this looks like a painting, but it's real, isn't it?
You know, it's funny. That didn't occur to us when we were putting it together, but a lot of people have asked, you know, is this a colorized historic photo? Is it AI? No, that's a real photo from the great photographer Cary Primo. It's one of the only digital views in the book, and the rest are old school photographs reproduced. That is how the building looks today when you walk in.
Yeah. Did you see the editorial, by the way, a while back about the West Loop Entertainment District, how it should not come at the cost of historic venues like Chicago's Uptown Theater? You must have liked that.
I did, and you know, it's always been the argument that, hey, don't forget about the Uptown, let's put the Uptown first. I don't think there's any shortage of demand for entertainment, but we need to make this a priority.
Let's talk about some events coming up. For people who want to help the cause and they have a passion as you do or an interest in this great landmark, how can they get involved in this?
That's a great question. If you live in Chicago, I want you to email or tell in person your alder person, no matter where you live, that the Uptown's important to you and that you want to make sure the city continues its support for a project. This way, I also want you to go online and sign the petition. It's on change.org. It's called Please Restore the Uptown Theater. It's very polite, very simple. Also, bookmark uptowntheater.com and follow Uptown Theater Chicago on Facebook. Those are ways you can stay in touch, get involved, and also definitely come out this Saturday. Music starts 10 a.m. Chicago Cellar Boys are 11 a.m. And at noon, we take the Uptown Community Portrait, which recreates opening day when all the crowd swarmed around the block for the grand opening of the Uptown Theater.
That's Uptown Community Portrait, noon Saturday, Broadway and Lawrence celebrate the 100th anniversary of that great theater. And for people not familiar with it, drive by 4816 North Broadway. And I have not been inside in a long time. Have you, Andy?
Yes, and it's in good condition. It will surprise you, and the book is a good way to see it. You know, this is how the building looks today. Most of the damage happened in the early 80s during some of those terrible, terrible winters we had. So, you know, it's viable. It's been kept as good as possible, and it's really ready for a restoration.
And have you been planning events like for the entire year? Are you going to do a lot of community portrait type events that you're going to do this Saturday, like that one?
Well, you know, that's a good challenge. It was a foot race to get the book out on time, to have it in people's hands for the anniversary. So we're really glad of that. The Uptown Community Portrait kicks it off. There's also an exhibit at Chicago History Museum. We're going to have book talks, all kinds of get-togethers. There's an event at the Cliff Dwellers Club and one at the San Filippo Estate out in Barrington Hills where the Victor S. Perlman Chicago chandeliers are stored from the Uptown Theater. Hmm.
Have you got a website where people can go for all of the information and all of the events?
Yes, absolutely. That's UptownTheater.com, or you can check out the Uptown Theater on Facebook. Bob, if you don't mind, I will mention where they can get the book, because it is selling out.
Yeah.
If you want a copy for a friend and family for the holidays, now is the time. CityFilesPress.com. You can also find it at Barnes & Noble or Amazon. All local bookstores can get it from their distributors. And Chicago Library, Chicago Public Library, will have copies soon, as well as libraries across the U.S. You now know everything we know. Mm-hmm. So people who read this book are deputized to help solve the riddle of how to restore the Uptown.
It's a big, beautiful book. It's called The Uptown, Chicago's Endangered Movie Palace. I think the last time I was there, it was for a concert some years ago. I think John Mellencamp played the theater, and it was a wonderful, intimate experience. But they need to get that back to palace status, don't they?
They do. Johnny Cougar opened for Kansas. Do you remember seeing Kansas at the Uptown?
Yeah, I think I do. Yeah, they had a lot of concerts there back in the day, didn't they?
They did. You know, really legendary concerts. And I'm kind of excited for the Uptown to catch up with all the different kinds of music it's missed in these years.
Yeah.
Because it was legendary for rock concerts. There's been a lot happen in the interim, and it's time for it to catch up and have a lot of great shows.
Hopefully it'll be a movie palace again as well. The Uptown, Chicago's Endangered Movie Palace. It's Andy Pierce. Thanks, Andy. Congratulations on the book.
Thanks, Bob. Glad you like it. Appreciate your interest.
You bet.